All right. Well, we have some exciting stuff still planned for the day. Many of you have heard over the last year and a half throughout the months of a church that we've been working with in Puerto Rico as we work to walk alongside them as they rebuild their church, their temple. Through that partnership, we've made some other great partnerships around the island, and today we have the privilege of having one of those lead pastors here to share a message with you. Pastor Jonathan Ocasio from Mar Azul Church in Puerto Rico is here with his team. You just heard his beautiful wife singing that song right there. An amazing, gifted, just woman of God. And so we are privileged. I have been challenged. I've been inspired by the heart and the passion of their team, of this leader, as we learn what God is doing through their church and the community. It inspires us to do even more. So it has been a privilege of us to walk alongside you guys. And so would you guys do me a favor? Go ahead and stand to your feet, and let's honor Pastor Jonathan and give him a Key Point Church welcome.
What an honor. What an honor. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. You may be seated. What a great morning to be here at Key Point. You make us feel like family. Seriously, you do. We've been able to be with Jose and Maite and Jared and Sarah and Zach and Megan. And then we got to meet Pastor Casey, PC, and then Stacy, and we just feel like family. The guys, the way you guys welcome us is amazing. It's just a welcoming atmosphere in this community, and I praise God for that. I'm so glad. And speaking about family, you've seen my wife, but I want to show you a picture of my family here for a second. If you've seen my wife, you've seen the best of us. She sings, of course, the best of us. And then I want to show you my kid, my boy, Daniel, of 11 years old, and our daughter, Sophia. And we're desperate to go back and bring them back here because the food is amazing. And the museums are great. And just the best of it all is the people. The people we've met here. I'm telling you guys, there's something beautiful happening here at Key Point Church. So today is a Missions Sunday. And I want to share with you a message titled, God's Heart for Every Human. And I want to share with you how we got to experience that as a church like never before back in Puerto Rico. You see, in 2010, we planted a church called Mar Azul, Blue Ocean, because we live surrounded by water, and we wanted a name that was beautiful, and we thought Mar Azul did that trick, so we went for it, and we start seeing people coming to Christ since the launch of this church. We saw more than 500 people far from God found new life in Jesus, and we were thriving. We were seeing transformation. And then Hurricane Maria happened, and it was a shocker. It was devastating for the whole island, and even for us. And we sat down as leaders, and we asked to the Lord what he wanted us to do in the midst of all this chaos. And he gave us a word in Isaiah 58, and I am about to read it to you. It's found in Isaiah 58:10. This was our mandate. It says, "And if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday." This was our mandate. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. So we started doing this in what we called our first stage, relief. We had $11,000 put apart to move into a new facility because we were exploding where we were. But we took all that money and invested in buying much needed supplies like food and water. And God turned $11,000 into $3.6 million in 4 months. What a miracle. We started to care for the hungry and for the oppressed around us. When we started, we didn't have no warehouses, but we ended up with 4 warehouses. One of them, a 22,000 square feet facility. We distributed 1.1 million pounds of food. We actively participated in more than 350 missions. And God miraculously provided 2 passenger vans, 1 box truck, and many other things I don't have time to tell you. So it was a miracle happening in front of us. We began stage 2 after 4 months, what we call rehab. And we had the privilege to repair or rebuild 26 houses around the island. And you guys, a team from Key Point, was part of some of that. We then started restoring basketball courts around different communities. We love basketball. We don't excel at it because we're really short. But we excel at baseball. That's why when Jared comes to play with us, we feel like finally, we have somebody tall in our team. So we started restoring basketball courts, and then we started restoring schools. And we adopted 2 communities in areas of extreme poverty to go long term, to love them, to care for them, to show them Jesus in a tangible way. And the miracle goes that we bought an 11,000 square foot facility, and we are currently building our 2nd campus as we have launched many small groups in that place. And guys, you're clapping, but you are part of this even if you don't know it, because with your partnership and your help, we've been able to launch an outreach initiatives that includes a Mar Azul Learning Center, a weekly basketball clinic, Jared is allowed to come, art classes, and surfing lessons with the purpose of introducing Jesus' love and transforming life to kids and their parents. And all of this in just 1 year and 5 months. That is amazing news. So we learn a lot of things. We actually learn a lot of things about points of distribution and FEMA and government, and we gain leverage in the community and a voice we never had before. But above all, we learn what are the hungry and the oppressed saying. We found out that everyone who's hungry and oppressed is saying the same. God doesn't see me. God doesn't hear me. I am alone. Everywhere we went, people saying, God doesn't see me. God doesn't hear me. I am alone. That's why we believe that the 3 things that God wants to whisper to everyone who's here today, but also to everyone who's far in a remote place of this world, is that I see you. I hear you. I'm with you. God wants to say to every human, I see you, I hear you, I'm with you. And I know you're a great crowd, and I know you can repeat these 3 things because they are very simple. So if we can do this together, it would be amazing, and I would feel really loved. So please go ahead and say, I see you, I hear you, I'm with you. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, I see you. It's beautiful what happens when we understand that service, evangelism, and missions are not electives of our Christian life. They should be part of who we are. We've learned that to be engaged with God's heart for every human, there are 3 options. You either go, or you send, or you disobey. You either go yourself, or you either help somebody go, or you're disconnected from that heart of compassion. You see, I love that movement of a God that sees us but doesn't leave it like that. He then hears us, and then he walks amongst us. Isn't this what Jesus did when he became flesh and walked among us? He saw us. He heard us. He said, I'm with you. So I want us to go to Matthew. There's a story in chapter 8. I want to read it with you. If you have your Bible, you can highlight this for the week. Let's see this movement. Verse 1 says, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. And instantly, the leprosy disappeared. You see, God has invited each and every one of us here at Key Point and there at Mar Azul. He has invited us to live out his heart for every human. But to do so, we must be willing. First, willing to see like Jesus is willing to be interrupted. You see, Jesus looks with compassion. And compassion always interrupts. It's uncomfortable. It's like in the story of the Good Samaritan. He was driving somewhere. I mean, he wasn't driving. He didn't have a car, but he was going somewhere. Like you and me, we do this every day. We have things to do, right? He was going somewhere, and he saw a man in need of help. And he was interrupted by what he saw. And then he stopped. And then he helped. And he cared. That's the difference between the others that just went by. And I believe God is raising a church around the world that actually stops and cares for those who are in need and for those who are hurting. And that's Key Point here. And that's Mar Azul in Puerto Rico. And that's the movement of God. You see, letting the gospel interrupt our lives may require a cost and a sacrifice. This is not an easy thing to do. I say this and I am honored because I remember the 20 teams that had already visited us there in the island. And they have walked with us and helped us to reach our nation, to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a tangible way. They pay their tickets. They put their time. They went there. They sweat a lot. We're always in the 90s, and it's amazing. And it costs them. And it's weird. We hug everybody. We touch everybody. We kiss people in the neck, even if we don't know them. So if you're going to say hi to me at the end, expect a kiss. That's part of who we are. You have Jose here, you know. We're like that. But if we say we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, we need to remember those hands and those feet were badly scarred. So we have learned to see interruptions as divine opportunities. I remember when the principal of one of the schools we adopted, interrupted us. She took us to the back of the school and she showed us a greenhouse and a butterfly garden that it was shattered. It was destroyed, completely devastated by the hurricane. She showed us that and we were able to see like Jesus. We saw a broken dream, a hopeless principle. And I truly believe this. I say that the lack of hope is always a lack of imagination. So to look with compassion is to look through the lenses of our God-given imagination to recreate what is broken. And we were able as a church to look with compassion and with imagination. And that is what God is requiring of Key Point here, for us to have imagination to recreate what is broken around us in this beautiful place. So we were willing to see like Jesus, but we needed to be willing to hear like Jesus. You see, willing to hear like Jesus is willing to hear first and speak second. It's good and it's needed. Jesus hears with compassion. He shows genuine interest. It is so bad when you're speaking to somebody and that somebody is just waiting for you to shut up so they can speak. How many wives are here that they felt, no, don't raise your hand. I know it's a compromising hand raise, but how many husbands, how many sons and daughters, you know, it's an uncomfortable position to be needed to be heard, but somebody's wanting to speak. We need to learn to be willing to speak with the desire and the humbleness of hearing the voice of God. You would be surprised if you stop and listen how many things God wants to show you where you are. So we learn and we hear about Miss Aldea. This is a teacher that was excellent at her job, and she won an award in Puerto Rico, and the Department of Education awarded her $10,000. You know what she did? She didn't invest it on her. She didn't buy a nice dress and a car. She went and invested in building this greenhouse and these butterfly gardens for their students. This was just one of two places like this in Puerto Rico. Different schools were there visiting this place. And we were able to hear this story. And we understood that this was what God was calling us to do in this school. Like always, we didn't have the money. But we had the courage to step out in faith and start. And when you have the courage to step out and start doing what God is actually calling to do, you'll see miracles happening all around you. You'll see miracles happening all around you. You will begin to walk in the extraordinary of God. We know this now better than ever. So we started, you saw the picture. We were willing to see like Jesus, willing to hear like Jesus, but we needed to be willing to touch like Jesus. And willing to touch like Jesus is willing to do something. It's to act on what we have seen and hear. Jesus touched with compassion. Compassion touches those who are not yet clean. This story is a picture of grace. We don't have to fix ourselves to come to Jesus. We must be willing to come as we are and allow him to transform our lives. You know, if you are willing, if you come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I am willing, he's going to reply back, I've always been willing. My desire is to see you well. My desire is to see you healed. My desire is to see you fulfilled. I have purpose. I have meaning. I have extraordinary experiences for you and me to go together in this adventure. But you and I must be willing. Willing to get in contact with those who are not yet healed in order to heal them or to heal as we walk with them. Have you been there? Have you been serving, believing you're not complete, that you're not there yet, that there are things in your life that are not where they are supposed to be? And as you serve, as you respond to God's invitation and to his heart, then God starts healing you and start dealing with your life in ways you can never imagine. That's what he's calling you to do. Start where you are, even though you think you're not yet healed or complete. He's going to complete you. It's not about us. It's about his grace and his calling and his love for humanity. And we are the ones that are going to leave that out. So we touch the greenhouse. Why do you think Jesus touched the man first then said, be healed. I think that Jesus knew that the biggest need this man had was not external. It was internal. Because at that time, to be a man with leprosy means that you couldn't be with your friends. You couldn't be. You were not allowed to be with your family. You needed to be out of town. You became an outcast. You needed to shout that you were sick and you were coming to places. Can you imagine that? Going into a small store here, the name Walmart, and you go in shouting, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. Don't come near me. This was the required law for a man that was sick with leprosy. But Jesus touched him first because I think he was healing this man from internal rejection. And you see, you're here and you're saying how this applied to me. You're saying, I am not hungry, I am not oppressed. But I'm telling you, we are all hungry for a relationship with the God that created us and loves us. We're all hungry for acceptance. We're all hungry for meaning and purpose. And Jesus can feed all of that to us. Jesus can fulfill those needs inside of us first. And then the external gets taken care of as we go by. So it took us one full year to see that first butterfly hatch. And this is the actual picture of the first butterfly that hatched in that incredible greenhouse. And now everything we do in that school of 500 students hatches. And we've seen whole families come to Christ. And this is important to us. That heart was just last week. We did 4 conferences there. And then we took that photo with a heart. We've seen a move of God like never before. And I think that is what God is doing here at Key Point. I can smell it. I can sense it. I see it in your eyes. I see it in the leaders. You are going out of your way to love people that is different from you. Because you're becoming more like Jesus as you walk and as you mature and as you go. And we are learning that too. Let me tell you why. Because this is what you did with us. When you sent Jose and Jared there, you told us, I see you. I hear you. And I am with you. And you don't have an idea of what can those words do to a human heart and to a church that was desperate and going all out there. And then we said, oh, so we are not alone. And we started doing this, but it has transformed us completely. We are out there every day. For Mar Azul, church is not on Sundays. Church is what we do from Monday to Saturday. And Sunday, when we get there, it's a celebration of what church has been during the week. And we come high-fiving people, asking, what is God doing in the school? And how is he healing people around us? And how many people that thought that they were not part of the conversation or in the margins? And we've seen people that they thought they were undeserving. No, I don't know. That word is not existing on the English language. They thought they did not deserve the grace of God. And we've seen it all day and we go there. And Sunday is this electrifying atmosphere of people that is seeing miracles every day. And I tell you, that's not something to a remote place. That's not something that God does just in certain places where he moves. That happens wherever there's people that say, I am willing. I am willing to see your heart. I'm willing to hear like you. I'm willing to walk with people. That's different. You'll see it, Key Point. The day is, it's coming. It's God is speaking towards that movement for the future of you. And I'm glad to be part of, a small part of that. And we are going to partner with you into how does that look forward. So not just for the church, I want to have a moment for us to respond to this message. this message. So if you're here, please, can you bow down your head? Can you open your heart? Can we hear the interruption of God? And if you're here and you came saying, God doesn't see me. God doesn't hear me. I am alone. I can assure you today, this is the response of God. I see you. I hear you. I am with you. And we all want to make this prayer with somebody who's here and that it's been hearing the Lord speak directly to her or his heart. If you're here and you needed to hear this, God is saying it to you, and you can respond with this prayer that we all are going to repeat. So if you're here, all of us, church, let's pray together. Let's say, Jesus, I am willing. I want to be healed. Take my life and give me yours. Show me how to live like that. How to live your heart out. Thank you for receiving my heart today. Thank you for answering today. So if you are here and you've made this prayer, and this is an important prayer for you, you did it and maybe it's your first time, maybe you didn't know what to expect, but you know that God is speaking to you, I want to see your hand. I am not going to invite you to come to the front or nothing, but I want to see your hand because I want to celebrate that the internal is happening in you. There's miracles happening right now. So if you made this prayer and it was important, it was the first time, can you raise your hand? I want to see it. I see hands right here in the front. I see hands here in the middle. I see hands there in the back. I see hands here on the front. What a great day of celebration this is. Church, can we celebrate that there's healing happening right now? And with the last seconds that we have together, church, I want to challenge each and every one of you to hear, to see, and to walk like you believe that God has called you to live out his heart. There are some upcoming trips. There are some of you traveling next week, but there are some of you that are thinking about it. And some of you say, I don't have the money or the resources. And some of you are being interrupted by your everyday neighbors. And God is telling you, stop right where you are. You don't have to go to Puerto Rico. You can start in your neighborhood. I have somebody there that needs to be seen, that needs to be heard, that needs to be walked alongside with. And you are the one called to do it. And I'm challenging some of you to leave that out and to walk into the extraordinary. I believe this is a moment, a season for God in this church, a Kairos moment, an opportune moment for the church. And if you believe that and you think God has spoke to you, the only thing I want you to do with me is repeat, I am willing. But in a serious and an honest way, if you believe what we have heard today, in the count of three, we're going to say, I'm willing three times, very loud, to make that a commitment in our hearts. One, two, three. I am willing. I am willing. I am willing. High five your neighbor and tell neighbor, this wasn't bad at all. It's been a blessing to be with you guys. It's been a blessing, Pastor Casey, Pastor Stacy. What a great moment.
Thank you, Pastor Jonathan. You make me feel quite tall. So I say that because I'm picking on him because yesterday he called me a ballerina. I'm still not sure why. I don't get it. But
yeah.
So, man, we're honored to have you and your team with us as the Outreach and Missions Pastor at Key Point Church. Our mission, our desire is that we continue to become more and more of a community-minded, a missional church that is loving and serving those around us, around our community, our nation, and our world. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to have a time of prayer. So I'm going to ask everyone just to go ahead and stand. This is not just us up here praying. This is us as a church. We are not just a church that prays. We are a praying church. And we're going to believe God to do amazing things in the ministry of Pastor Jonathan and Marazul, as well as the other ministries that we're a part of around the world and around our own community. If you're going on a mission trip in the coming weeks or this summer, go ahead and come up to the front. We're going to pray with and for you. Any of the local ministries that are here represented in the lobby today, would you come up to the front? I've asked one of our amazing prayer warriors, Miss Ade, to lead us in a prayer today. And so would you guys just join us in prayer as we believe God to do amazing things moving forward in the lives of those that are impacted by Key Point Church.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul was talking and he says, I planted, Apollo waters. He said, but the Lord gives increase. And another translation says, the Lord gives growth. So for everything that Pastor Jonathan has talked to us about, we have to acknowledge God that he brought all that increase, and that is just the beginning. And I speak to Key Point family today, it's a new day in this place. It's a new day in the community that surrounds us in this place. And I speak life to everything that surrounds us. I declare that in this church, all around this city, there's going to be greatness that is beyond what we have ever seen before. I know that sometimes people will speak to us and say, I saw this in Nigeria. I saw this there. I saw this there. Because the gospel came from this side of the world to that place, we're going to see greatness again all around in the name of Jesus. But I want us to know that we have to be intentional. Everything that we have heard today, I declare in the name of Jesus that it is going to grow. And it is the power and the greatness of God in this place in the name of Jesus. I want us to use Pastor Jonathan as a point of contact to every nation that we have seen in the video. And everywhere that God is going to send us, Key Point is going everywhere in the world. And that's a prophecy. It's going to happen. You're going to make it happen in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We honor you, we adore you, we glorify you because you're good. You're faithful to your word. Lord, you honor your word every single time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, we adore you. We bless you for your word. Thank you because it is sharper than two-edged swords. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Jonathan and the team in Puerto Rico. We thank you for the team in Kenya. We thank you for every team in every continent of this nation, of this world. We thank you for Northwest Arkansas. Thank you for this state, oh God. Thank you for this nation. We declare a new day unto this nation, a new day unto this church. Lord, we declare over the team at Key Point Church that is working so hard to fulfill the mandate that you have given us. Lord, we come together today to say thank you as we begin to see growth and increase in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for those campuses that have been prophesied in this area. We multiply them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the things that you have given us. We thank you for the things that we yet look forward to. Father, with thanksgiving, we receive them all in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you for every person going on a missions trip. My Father, my God, we ask you for extraordinary encounters in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that this will be a point in their life that they will never forget. And as they go and return, they return to us with thanksgiving. Father, we pray over our children. We pray over everyone who's serving in this church. It's a new beginning for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we bless you. And with joy, we thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a big hand.